We're doing Jewish history, and we had learned about the period of Yehoshua ben Nun. We had learned how Yehoshua married Rahav, now the woman of ill repute, who was exceptionally beautiful. We're up to the year 2488. The Jews have entered the land of Israel, and the Jews come back to Joshua, and they tell him, we can conquer the land of Israel. So he gets word from the spies that the people in Israel are have lost their spirit, and with that they enter the land of Israel. Hashem tells Yehoshua, I want you to prepare charvot tsurim, which literally means swords of rocks. Why multiple swords? So he's going to circumcise the Jewish people. All the years in the desert, they did not circumcise. So what's going to happen now? So it seems, firstly, that in ancient times, until the period of King David, they used to circumcise with a rock. And they used to use sharp stone. That was the form of cutting. It's interesting that we know that different materials cause different types of swelling. And in fact, stone causes less swelling than metal. Cutting, when you get a cut from metal, it causes more swelling than if you get a cut from stone. So there were certain benefits to doing circumcision by stone, by sharp stone. Today, they also make knives of stoneware. It's an in thing now. Others want to suggest that the Karaites discuss whether you could do circumcision with scissors. We rule that you may. You could do circumcision with anything that'll cut. You know, when a person's hemophiliac, we do circumcision by fire, basically. I mean, we burn it off with laser. We rule that any way in which you take off the skin is okay. Sometimes, the best way to do it is with scissors. That's what's safest for the baby, depending on the build of the baby. So some want to say that that's why it says multiple swords. It says harvot tsurim, because they actually used scissors at that time. So for 40 years we hadn't circumcised. Some say it means literally we didn't circumcise. Others say it means there are two skins. There's the foreskin, and under the foreskin there's a membrane, and it means they did not remove that membrane, what we call in halacha piri'ah, and that's what they were removing at that time. So we're preparing for the great Paschal offering, which is going to happen under Yehoshua, and we're camping in a place called Gilgal, and after we've circumcised, we have to stay put till everyone heals. We do the Paschal offering on the 14th of the month of Nisan. So we've come full circle. We left Egypt in Nisan, and we enter the land of Israel in Nisan. And one of the first things we do in the land of Israel, we circumcise, and then we bring another Paschal offering. And the next morning, after we've brought the Paschal offering, no more man falls. Meaning until that point, either man was falling, or the man they had taken with them, the day of Moshe's passing, would last them throughout this period until they were in the land of Israel after the Paschal offering, and they could eat from the food of the land. So, so we've entered the land of Israel, and the first city we're going to conquer is
Jericho.
Jericho comes from the word reach, smell. It says that there were great persimmons that used to grow in Jericho, and you could smell them out into the Jordan. From a distance, you could smell them. That's why it was called Jericho, Jericho. Rashi quotes this from Josephus, that's why it was called Jericho. In Midrashim, there's this concept that Jericho corresponds to Yareach, that Jericho corresponds to the moon, and there's all kinds of Kabbalistic ideas about that. The Midrash says there are three keys to the land of Israel. There are three cities which represent the keys to the land. You conquer them, then the rest, you've so to speak, opened the gates for conquering the land of Israel. And key number one is Jericho. So they're fighting for Jericho. That's why I was very, very disturbed when Netanyahu gave over Jericho to the Palestinian Authority. This goes back a number of years. What? I don't remember. Could look it up. I don't remember. So Yehoshua is standing opposite Jericho, and it's nighttime, and he looks up, and he sees a man, and he has a sword stretched out, and Yehoshua is not scared, he's ready to attack. And he asks him, who are you? And this is where we're going to pick up, next time.